The former EPA regional administrator under President Barack Obama says scientists who leaked the report on further evidence of climate change to the New York Times should be commended as whistleblowers. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Judith Enck, who was with the EPA from 2009 until President Trump took office, says it's important that the public see the report. Compiled by scientists at 13 federal agencies, it contains the results of thousands of studies showing that climate change caused by greenhouse gases is affecting weather in every part of the United States, causing average temperatures to rise dramatically since the 1980s. Enck says those who leaked the report should be thanked for providing a public service.
I would refer to whoever did it as a whistleblower as opposed to a leaker. Let's remember, tax dollars were spent pulling this report together. The report has come out every 4 years for a long time. And I think it's very legitimate for some of these scientists to have a concern that the Trump administration would either sit on the report or try to tamper with some of the information in it.
The head of the EPA, Scott Pruitt, who is the former Attorney General of Oklahoma and who initiated several lawsuits against the EPA during the Obama administration, does not believe that carbon dioxide emissions cause climate change. The Secretary of Energy, former Texas Governor Rick Perry, agrees with Pruitt. President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the nearly 200-nation Paris Climate Agreement to combat global warming. Enck says morale among the scientists and other longtime career staffers at the EPA is low and that they are enormously discouraged. A former close colleague of Enck's, Dr. Elizabeth Sutherland, who led the EPA's Office of Water Science and Technology Department, resigned earlier this month. She issued a scathing letter saying in part that the environmental field is suffering from the temporary triumph of myth over truth. Enck says others at the regional offices find their proposals bottled up by top agency personnel in Washington who delay making any decisions on how to proceed.
This is the worst time at the EPA in its 46-year history. And while a lot of important attention has been focused on what's going on in Congress, the Trump administration is very carefully and very deliberately taking EPA and other federal agencies apart bit by bit. President Trump has proposed a 31% cut in the EPA budget.
She says even House Republicans have only proposed a 7% cut to the environmental agency. Connor Bambrick with Environmental Advocates, which lobbies New York state government on environmental issues, says he's also happy that the climate change report was leaked.
It's really no surprise to us and many that the report says our climate is changing and humans are directly responsible.
Bambrick commends Governor Cuomo for setting aggressive goals for alleviating greenhouse gas emissions. After President Trump pulled out of the Paris Accord, Cuomo and other state governors and mayors of big cities across the country formed their own group to combat climate change, known as the U.S. Climate Alliance.
This is a growing partnership among states that say that they are also indeed going to adhere to the accords.
Bambrick says now Cuomo has to follow through on the plans. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.